Blog Talk Radio.
Put that in the camera.
Yeah. This that air shit right here. Yeah. Sweat like rain, but hot as fire. Patterns on your brain, I'm your one desire. Let me take it off, I will take you higher. Everywhere you see me, I'm a poster flyer. Who am I? Infinite with no limits. Step your game up, nigga, try to keep up with it. Get your mind right before you try to hit it. Never burning out, I'm a master with it. People gonna talk cause they know they want me. The way I'm stacking bread, yo, I keep them thirsty. Have them on the bed begging me for mercy. After we get done, send them straight to the nursery. Just being real, try to have fun, but we going no deal. The power of a God, that's what you gonna feel. Forever Rockefeller, then that's for real. R-O-C-K. Hello, hello, hello. What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Rock Rockefeller, representing Rockefeller's Entertainment, and you are listening to a special edition of Rockefeller's Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. It is Saturday, March 30th, 2013, 8.01 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting live in Miami from the infamous Coco Dorm. Today, a special episode, you all can see that in the episode description. Today, what we're going to be doing is a little bit something different, a special segment that has been added here to Rockefeller's Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. We'll be doing today will be Tea Talk with Romeo Storm and Get Your Facts Straight. Okay, so basically, as read in the description, today on Rockefeller's Radio, we'll be introducing a new segment called Tea Talk with Romeo Storm. Tea Talk will be about issues and drama that has unfolded in the Coco Dorm. You don't want to miss out on what's been going on and who's been doing who. Members also be able to go back and watch the video footage, okay, that will be recorded during the show, so that way you can see that actually dorm boys and myself. I know I'm going to be making some faces and saying some things as well to the issue that I've discussed. Along Tea Talk here on Rockefeller's Radio, we will discuss other things that has been going on, as well as the Coco Dorm forums and the lack of respect from one to another. Some have had the nerve to attack one and only true, yours, me, but that's okay. You know, get off, I move on. And we really need to talk about that and get the feedback from you all. It's all going to take place here on Rockefeller's Radio today. If you want to join in the chat and you don't want to call, you can go into the Rockefeller's Radio chat room, which is open. All right, you all can log in by going to the Rockefeller's Radio blogtalkradio.com. Then just click on the chat, and then you'll be able to set yourself in. But you will need to register yourself, so that way you'll be able to participate in chat conversation. Also, if you want to call in to Rockefeller's Radio and participate in the conversation, you can do so 347-826-7041. Again, 347-826-7041. If you do call in to Rockefeller Radio, just hold on. We there'll be other calls coming in. We're not ignoring you. We know that. We see that you're online, and just kind of be easy. Give me time to get to you, because there's other people trying to discuss everything, but we will get to you. So make sure if you do call in, you happen to press one, don't go anywhere. Don't do anything. We're going to get to you and be able to get to your questions and concerns and stuff and like that answer, okay? What we're going to do is take a little quick break. Then we're going to come back. We're going to kick things off with a little bit of an introduction or what have you. And then we are going to introduce the parties that are going to be participating, especially the co-hosts. That's going to be breaking down the Tea Talk, which is going to be beginning at 8:30 sharp. So when that's giving you all plenty of time, get yourself situated, acclimated, and prepared. Some of you all that want to participate in the conversation, you can do so. You know, call in. We don't mind. We're going to try to get to everybody and get a chance to let everyone talk within the amount of time that we have allotted for today's show, you know. So, you know, today's going to be fun, exciting. Keep that in mind. And we are going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back right after this, we will get Rockefeller's Radio started. Once again, Tea Talk will begin at 8:30 sharp. We're going to hear a few songs, talk about a few things, and then we're going to go ahead and let the drama unfold. We'll be right back. You listen to your boy Rock here on Rockefeller's Radio on blogtalkradio.com.
Rockefeller's Radio, the hottest show on blogtalkradio.com.
What's up? We're not going to where you're still listening to Rockefeller here on blogtalk.com. Check out this new tag. This is from Rockefeller's model, the Hoodie LeVay, entitled Twisted. We'll be back after this.
get you naked. The feeling that I give you, boy, you can't replace it. Take it all in, nigga, trying to fake it. Put your tongue right here and your hand right there. Show me what you made of, nigga, don't be scared. Mr. Ski Keep, nigga, haven't you heard? I got that good shit, nigga, pass the word. I see you dancing like you advertising. Get you where you want, nigga, I ain't lying. Corner of your eye, boy, I see you spying. Come on over here, nigga, why you fighting? Not trying to get you cuffed, just trying to fuck. Hit you with that bang, nigga, show me what's up. You taking too long, nigga, pressing your luck. It doesn't really matter, cause you just a pluck. Now come on, nigga, get it twisted. Get on your knees, baby, kiss it. Legs in the air, core lifted. It's time to get shit twisted. Now come on, nigga, get it twisted. Get on your knees, baby, kiss it. Legs in the air, core lifted. It's time to get shit twisted. That diamond in the rough, boy, I call your bluff. Doing all that talking, nigga, shut the fuck up. Been looking at your friend, nigga, sexy as fuck. Fucking with my clique, gonna tear ass up. Only want the classless, want a fat bitch. Give me what I want, make them holla high pitch. Bust it wide open, baby, with my boomstick. Banging on the headboard like a drum kick. Smash them and pass them, my basic instinct. Throw it while I press motherfucking instinct. Get them loud enough just to make your friends sing. What I'm all about, chat them up and then leave. I'm not a player, I just socialize. Get them where I want, right between the thighs. Hit it from the back while I make them cry. The curiosity will have you suicide. Now come on, nigga, get it twisted. Get on your knees, baby, kiss it. Legs in the air, form lifted. It's time to get shit twisted. Now come on, nigga, get it twisted. Get on your knees, baby, kiss it. Legs in the air, form lifted. It's time to get shit twisted. Now come on, nigga, get it twisted. Get on your knees.
That was my boy and Rockefeller's model, Fetty LeVay, one of his new tracks called Twisted. You can definitely check that shit out on YouTube. I'm pretty sure his YouTube name is Fetty LeVay. You can also check out some of the other tracks that he did on the show. I want to say thank you to everyone that is joining and seeing today here in Rockefeller Radio once again. Saturday, March 30th, it's 4 p.m. Now, everybody knows this is awkward for me because normally the show takes place on Fridays. I'm sorry, on Thursdays and Fridays. And I went from Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays to Thursdays and Fridays. And as of late, it's been just Fridays. So today, well, we did a show Thursday. We did a show Friday. So if you all missed that, then make sure you go back and listen in what was taking place on those days. Find out the topics and discussion that took place and stuff like that. It's pretty interesting. I will say a lot, and you all know me, okay? You all know me. I'm not the type of person to get on Twitter, and I say this all the time. I'm not the type of person to get on Twitter and become involved in Twitter battles and arguing with people and talking about, oh, this motherfucker came and stood up and said that, you know, blah, 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 you know, because I use Twitter as it's a social networking site. It's like Facebook. You sit up and it says, what are you doing? It doesn't say, what kind of drama is going on in your life? Or tell us your personal business. You know what I'm saying? If I want to give to you guys, you all know I'm going to do it anyway. But I do that on my personal blog. You know what I'm saying? Other situations, that have occurred. And if some of you all have gone to RockefellersNT.com, and you may have seen the post that I did on there was because of there was a forum that was posted on CocoDorn.com. It was a forum that was posted, and it was rather, now I'm going to tell you, everybody know me, I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not going to cry over spilled milk. But at the same time, you know, and I think sometimes there's a level of disrespect you can do to a person, especially, you know, public. I don't care. I don't mind. It's just, it was funny because that particular individual, that time out their day to write about, I mean, I've had worse shit said, you know, about me, but you know, when you're an adult, you see and read things like that and you kind of look past it and you move on. But if you're a child or if you're a messy queen, you will take things and you will write back. See, I'm not going to write back. I will do something like this. I will get on my radio show and I will put my opinion on that. You know, that's not me being messy, respond to something you posted about me. That's me reacting. That's me coming back with a rebuttal, me with a response, you know, in a mature manner. Because the entire shit, I don't get paid to all that. I'm not, you know, and I don't explain to anyone about my, you know, my lifestyle and me being in the industry and shit like that. But T-Talk at 8:30 is going to allow all of this nonsense that I've seen develop and evolve with the COVID. Here, look at here. Just a quick rundown so you know what you're going to be running into today with T-Talk Romeo's. The topic that's going to be discussed during T-Talk is going to be, give you a quick rundown, that's going to be an introduction. We're going to introduce the guest and the voice is going to be joining us. Some of the things that you all that are right on the forums of COVID don't want to talk about. You want to talk about the new boys in the dorm, all right, the ones that are here now. You want to have a discussion about the Romeo St. James and Prince Ha situation, which is going to be dealt with in detail and talked about in detail. You want to talk about the Nigel Unique situation. You wanted to discuss the Nigel and Romeo St. James departing the dorm. You know, that was deep. We touched bases on that a little bit Thursday and Friday. Today, yes, today is the day that it's going to get real deep. And some people are just going to have to swallow the pride and take that pill, you know, or that dick, rather, without lube. And it's going to be rough. It's going to be a little painful. We're also going to discuss the forums. We're going to also discuss respect for each individual, men and models. We're also going to discuss Diego Sanchez and Romeo Storm. We're going to discuss late night. We're going to discuss, oh my goodness, the issues about the condo because people just would not let go. I'm not going to say people. I'm going to say one person would not let that go. It was like the pot's hot and you're still holding on to the handle that's like fucking hot. To just hold on, you just won't let it go. It's burning. You going to let that go? You know, you're suffering fucking third and fifth degree burns. You just won't drop it. You know what I'm saying? You get to the point where you talk about certain things so much, you would think that at some point you would get tired of it. Looking into the chat room because we got some members in there. We got Drayden69 has joined us, one of the long-time members and listeners here at Rockefeller's Radio. BG Game James has finally joined us. I want to say welcome back to BG Game James. We got Mr. Tom has stepped in. We got a couple guests that's in as well. Going into the chat room real quick, people are this is basically a platform for all the people that log into the chat room want to say whatever they want. I try to take out time to go and read what they're going to say. Drayden69 says he was confused. Yesterday, thought one of the guests was Freakzilla, so that's it from Pittsburgh, was actually Diego Sanders. I just happened to run into a lot of Pittsburgh motherfuckers. What the hell? Tom, as he said, I say if someone has a problem with Rock's life, they should go fuck away. And I agree, you know, because my life is being lived for me. I'm not living my life for nobody else. I'm not living my life for Mr. T. I'm not living my life for any exes or anything like that. I'm living my life for myself. And then he says, why in the hell would they even bother to say shit about my life, what I'm doing? Is that wait for the book, bitch. You know what I'm saying? There's gonna be a book that come out. When the book comes out, all the business that you will want to know is gonna be your fucking guide to rock slide. Cause I've had drama, but who hasn't? Who hasn't? You know what I'm saying? Who hasn't? So what we're gonna do? I'm gonna go ahead and take a break. I'm gonna let people go ahead and get themselves signed into the Rockefeller's Radio chat room. Also, remember, if you want to call in, you can do so 347-826-7041. And once again, I will say to you, when you call in and press 1, do not hang up, okay? Continue listening, and once we get to the point of answering or open the lines, because I will make sure that you all get a chance to be heard, because you all are the fans and supporters, and without the fans and supporters that watch porn and listen to what we're saying, we, as adult entertainers, would not be who we are today without you all, so I'm not going to leave y'all hanging, okay? So we're going to go ahead and take another break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Romeo Storm, who's going to kick off T-Talk, and the other boys of the Coco Dome. Remember, don't go anywhere. Right back after this, you'll listen to your boy Rock on Rockefeller's Radio, blogtalkradio.com.
What's up, sexy people? This is your boy Onyx Omari coming to you straight from the CocoDome.com. Just wanted to know if you guys ever had any topics or questions, just concerns that you wanted to address. You can address it here. Just tune in to this radio show here at my boy Rockefeller's Radio at blogtalkradio.com.
We never made the promises to each other. So many things I should have said that you didn't know. Coming in from a past with a heavy load. But I knew that you were a good man. Gave me love, you were faithful, it showed on my hand. I know the questions in your mind you don't understand. Through the words of this song, I want to answer them honestly. Conversation check, a shoulder I can lean on anytime I'm feeling stressed. Check, good loving, yes, the perfect soldier, yes. Was about to say I do, wanna know what's a mess, so I searching my mind, trying to figure it out. And thought I was happy, but I'm having some doubts. Think I found the answer, and I know I'm looking good. I'm still in love with my ex, and I wasn't ready when I said that I love you. And in my heart, I know that I got. I'm still in love with my ex. Oh, every moment that I stayed, I dug a deeper hole. I was with you, but my heart wouldn't let him go. All my family told me, Kelly, he's the one for you. I know your family love me, and I love them too. I'm so sorry for the pain that I put you through. But you shouldn't have to suffer, cause I'm confused. So much for looking forward to future plans. Lost the love of my life, and I'm off the friend. Good to me, yes. Security, yes. You were all the things I want, I'm checking everything, yes. You were confident, yes. Romantic, yes. How could I have said it to, when I know I was a man, so I line, trying to figure it out. Thought I was happy, but I'm having some doubts. Think I found the answer, and I know I'm looking for.
Gotta grind, won't stop. Puck don't want quit. Shine like no other, I be on some other shit. I got a high price lifestyle, super fan bitch. If I want it, bet I got it. If I don't bet, all I gotta do is go. Fuck, hit, stay up by my bitch. Fall till I fall. Drop until I finish. I here go. Fuck, hit, stay up by my bitch. Okay. I live in Jimmy Kimmel, second million. Yeah,
every day above ground, all I wanna do is ball. Put my money over bitches, put my hustle over all. Louis down to the draw. Louboutin kick, got a mad hat, a swagger bitch, a stupid dumb shit. With a group of young bitches and they stupid dumb shit. I'm the marathon man, all I do is run shit. A sophisticated kind of dick, superficial, still official, multi-million dollar shit. Money is the object, hot shit. Bitch, I got a sauna on my arm. Six figure with no diamond, rich and million, Bosch and run. They just talk about they got it, I'm the upper echelon. No, bitch, I'm about that action, you can go on with the combo. I done done morning, you dream back. It's your dream, bitch, it's your dream house. Whole lean passing them beans out. With a bag through the whole team high. Gone boy, get seen back. Bro, you know me, you know I be. Second that door, that's all I see. I-G-O-G-E-G-I-D.
Grind won't stop, stop. Hustle won't quit. Shine like no other, I be on some other shit. I got a high price lifestyle, super fan bitch. If I want it, then I got it. If I don't get all I gotta do is go.
I real life but late night, get shit fake when I take flight. I get paid, no sick days, my outfits on switchblade. Don't sniff J, but I blow drone, bankroll on loco. Still ride with that 4-4, don't let my P.O. know. Bad white bitch, super thick, I'm icy, she Coco. She got another bitch, them other bitch, her ass fat face so-so. No paper trail, no phone call, no emails, no photos. Jet back shot with that fat button, low blow hit butts in slow-mo. Hey, purple lady, polo and it's cool, that's all I do. Man, I strive to roll my gentleman, them new Margiela shoe. Man, we be cool and we just poly. Whole margarita, molly, and the strongest pack around. Buffin' Shade out in Maui, we menage for a hobby. We kick it how we kick it. Know you envy how I'm living. JJ can't resist it. Pimpin', get the million, back my business. Bro, you know me, you know I be. Second that door, that's all I see. I-G-O-G-E-T-I-D.
Grind won't stop, stop. Hustle won't quit. Shine like no other. I be on some other shit. I got a high price lifestyle. Super bad bitch. Okay. If I want it, then I got it. If I don't get all I gotta do is go. Stay up by my bitch. Fall till I fall. Lost until I finish. I dig go. Stay up by my bitch. Okay. I'm living just to kill a second million till she's in and I dig go.
Coming soon this summer 2012, Straight and Gay Lifestyles Collab.
Greetings, celebrities and friends. This is the wife, Alan O'Neill, and you're listening to Rockefeller on BlogTalkRadio.com.
What's up? It's your boy, Rock Rockefeller. We are back here on BlogRadio.com, Saturday, March 30th. It's 8:33 p.m., and that is right. I told you all what was going to happen, and it's that time to get ready to begin T-Talk with Romeo Storm. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and introduce this gentleman, this person who's come to grace us with his presence, this true adult entertainer. I mean, he does all.
14 years.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Nothing much. Now, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to jump straight to it because when I got here, I've seen the T-Talk before, the video footage. And I am so sure because there's so much shit that goes on out there that people talk about their own personal lives. And people, especially members that watch Coco Dorm, they just see what's in those cameras in the room.
Exactly.
They don't know what goes on off those cameras. They assume, what goes on camera.
You so, can ask how yourself when you assume.
Why don't you go ahead and break in and start T-Talk with, and what the fuck is going on here?
Well, there's a lot, going on. You have people with different personalities, which is a good thing because it's life. It's just a circle of life that's going on around here now. So you got to ask the T-Talk, and we're going to start that breaking too. So I'm going to introduce all the boys. We're actually called the Gay Kardashians or the Gay Jeffersons.
Can you believe I've been included in that shit?
Yeah. Come on, Kim. See, the first bitch right there is Kim Kardashian because I always wanted to be in the spotlight, as you can tell. So this is Kim Kardashian, a.k.a. Prince Charles. Rock will be considered as Bob Kardashian.
Yeah, I even up with the Kardashians, so I was cool with me.
Yeah, they're D.L. Sanchez over there, Courtney Kardashian. Because you know when he has to move scenes and stuff like that, that's very much. This is Christian. Christian will be Kim. My sister that's gone out there right now, that's far out there. This is the innocent. He just joined Monday. He's Mika. And I'm Chloe, so maybe it's my sister. I is called Scott. That's Scott Ashton, which is Courtney. Put two and two together. You see them sitting in the van together. Courtney and Scott. Yeah. You see Courtney backing it up on Scott and stuff like that, but Courtney really don't mean it. You see Scott trying to give it to Courtney, but Scott really don't mean it. So, you know, it all kind of works out like that. But seriously, I'm interested in the boys. This is Onyx Omari. This is Andy Innocent. Christian, I cannot pronounce your last name.
Just Christian D.
This is my co-host. This is a.k.a. Messi. He's my co-host. There's Diego Sanchez. You all know the legendary Rock. And this is up-and-coming rising asshole. Prince. If you might.
So with the breakdown of the boys, I'm pretty sure you all know because you all have been special guests here in Rockefeller's past today. And might I ask you, I saw the ratings and how many people have been listening, and they've been checking you out. And looking at the chat room, there's a lot of people here today. So I'm hoping, like I said, don't get in your feelings. I want to know what's going on. He's going to break it down to me. And according to where the breakdown is, and I know a lot of people want to talk about the first thing that I think that, that's been talked about, Romeo, if you could shed some light on the space. Romeo St. James and Prince Taj, that's like the number one issue. I mean, what the fuck?
That's one of the topics. So, yeah, I know how I do. Give it to you raw and straightforward.
I like raw.
Everybody knows me. I have a very, I don't think before I speak. So I don't need nobody to get caught up in their feelings, but I'm going to say it, the way I feel. But let's talk. let's get into this topic. I got my cocktail, so we really can get into this topic. Lil Baby, if you don't get up off your phone while I'm doing my show, put the phone down. All right, now you want we discussed this about you and Romeo and James. So do you want to start it
you
off?
Can
and
start.
Then let me no. sure you do.
Yeah, you can start.
Okay.
Well, why don't we
get it from you?
Why don't you get it like how I started? Because when we first came.
You talking about when we first came?
Well, when we got here, this is let's talk because when the bullshit really started was actually when I got here.
Mm-hmm.
The week that I first.
No, the bullshit started before you got here.
Really?
Yeah, because I tried to warn. And so
oh, this
was
oh,
so
this when they got together.
Yeah, I tried to warn him so late.
Wow.
But he didn't listen to me.
The rabbit hole goes deeper.
Yeah.
But he apologized for it, and me and him had to talk on the phone. He was like, "Romeo, I just think that you did try to warn me about it."
Yeah,
I did. Try to give him so many signs and so many. I try to give subliminal messages and be like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, at that time, you know, people are still going to do what they want to do.
Right.
So I set it up and I'm going to be here for you. You know, when it all go down, my number's still going to be the same. You didn't call me because I already know exactly what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But you can break it down and tell us everything that happened.
When you all came down, I was here.
Okay, was it the first time or the second time? The first time I remember you came down, but the boys weren't here yet, were they?
This was I'm talking about after the boys came in.
No, this is what happened was, when Prince first got here, he was in a shell. He was in his close-knit shell. Then, like, the third day, that shell opened, and when that shell opened, that's when Prince emerged from the show. And then Romeo came down.
Mm-hmm.
Now at first, now you correct me if I'm lying, at first Romeo didn't want to stay here at the dorm. But then he saw later on that night. And they started, you know, wrestling. Boom, boom, boom.
We weren't even wrestling. He came back with Brandon, remember? Because he wasn't even supposed to come back. And
he came back with Brandon. But did he stay with Brandon?
No.
So I stand corrected. So, all that being said, it started with the wrestling and the aggressiveness, which he likes.
Mm-hmm.
And it went from there to boom. We all saw it. But they was in denial about the whole situation.
It wasn't even the fact that I was in denial. This guy comes down here, he has a whole man back at home.
Romeo St. James.
Right.
Okay.
And first snitch, it was just business with me. That's what it was. I didn't give a two fucks. He left here, kept calling me with my phone up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
That's the truth.
You sure?
I'm positive.
You sure?
I'm 100% positive.
Okay, let me get down to you then, because this is going to be real raw. I'm going to give it to you now. Okay. When I left to go back home for MLK weekend,
mm-hmm.
I dropped Romeo off that window. When I came home, somebody was, how can you say this, a little down, wasn't they self.
And it wasn't even like, I was down.
They wasn't they self. They was acting real, you know, like they was missing something. So I took upon myself, am I right or wrong? Am I right?
You took it upon yourself.
Okay,
I took
it upon, no. I took it upon, you thought you knew, but you didn't know.
No.
You just had to.
Okay, I'm listening.
I took it upon myself, too. When he came back to my attention, should he come back? I said, yeah, because it'll bring, he'll be happy if he came. Did I or did I surprise you that morning?
I already knew you were going to wait long before
you
even
did. No, you
did. Yeah, I did. I knew 3 days before.
He,
you were still in that line.
There's no way that he knew 3 days before. When his
3 days before?
The night before.
Wait, the night before, but hold on.
But what did you know 3 days before?
No, I'm saying, I
knew that he was
okay, after that fact of the conversation.
Exactly. I surprised you.
After the fact
of
the conversation.
And when I saw the look on his face, Romeo, because see, I even did it dirty. I had Romeo go in the office and hide in the media. Computer.
These people ain't got no ear thing.
They're a detailed description.
I'm keeping it real. I woke up early in the morning around like 8 o'clock, wake him up from the bus station. He came in. I said, no, don't go in the room. Let me hide you. So I hid him in the office. I go to his bed, wake him up, and act like that he forgot to do something with the computer.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, He go in the computer and he sit down at the other desk in the back. Next thing you know, somebody emerged from the inside of the other, smiles, went all across the table. Smiles. And then gonna come back, then gonna, I'm sitting in the kitchen because I know he was just happy. Then gonna come say, thank you, Romeo.
Oh,
I know.
You did that?
Sweet.
Yeah. Okay, so with okay, so this is something that's been going with you for a while. Mm-hmm. That's like part one. So part two, when I stepped into the pitch and saw what was going to win, I saw the
that
business
ain't part
happen.
Two.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that ain't
part, I mean,
that's part four.
Damn, I mean
part two then.
Part two is when he supposed to went home.
Oh, and then go home.
Exactly.
And stayed, and
I woke up early to drop this bitch off at the airport.
Now, hold on. Let me tell you this little scheme, though. I was going to get up. My phone is completely off. Who was in the bed beside me? His phone was off. Romulus and James cut my phone off. That morning, even though we were going to be late anyway because what happened that morning? The car.
It got towed.
Okay.
Wait.
But you didn't wake me up when you were supposed to be.
Wait a minute. It don't matter if the car got towed or not.
Okay.
And let me correct y'all. The car did not get repo. I parked in a no parking zone.
Yeah.
The meter maid said. I parked in a no parking zone.
He made sure it is.
Which I didn't. But let me correct y'all on that. No. But no, because regardless if the car got towed or not, I still was here in enough time to take you to the airport.
Right.
You were slow dragging because you really didn't want to leave, not knowing that you and St. James had already had a conversation prior to that you wasn't going
to
leave.
No, we didn't have a conversation prior to that. We did not. He kept
so
asking
why
me,
did
St.
James
me that
say
whole
that
night.
Door?
He asked me that night before. He asked me that whole night. Don't go. I don't want you to go. And I was like, I got to go. I was like, at the end of the day, I couldn't change my ticket at that point anyway.
But you stayed.
That's why I stayed.
Okay.
So what happened? This is not.
He
not,
went home. So that's part two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Part three is he went home, then found out that he's in Orlando. That's part three. We didn't know because we was all shocked.
So he moved to Orlando.
No, he didn't move.
Uh-uh.
He visited.
Oh.
But we didn't know that. And now part four, when you come.
Oh, okay. So part four, I came to the dorm.
We come back.
And you all, right? You all came back the same night. I walked inside. I walked inside and I saw everybody, you know, commander that was, you know, walking me back with, you know, warm welcomes and hey, good to see you. I saw Romeo St. James and spoke to him, and he just gave this real stank attitude. I was like, you know, what the fuck? You know, and he was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, I know who you are. I've seen you. I said, okay, well, you could spoke to all when this happened. You know, you didn't send me any money and shit like that. And the way that I'm looking at, like, what do you mean?
Maybe if you don't put that bottle back down.
If you continue making noise by my microphone with this cup, Mr. Sanchez, Pittsburgh, with Romeo. So, you know, he was just the vibe I was getting. You even spoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You even spoke, and I'm back there right now. Is that when you spoke, I was like appreciated. You know what I'm saying? It's the fact that you was with him. You were with him, but he didn't speak to me, but you did.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of felt the vibe there. You know what I'm saying? I thought maybe he was being a certain kind of way. Because of the simple fact that you all were, you know, I guess lovers at the time, boyfriends, what have you.
That had nothing to do with me.
So you had nothing to do with that.
No,
but you knew about the whole thing between
yeah.
him. Okay, so going back to what Romeo Storm was talking about, when you all were here,
mm-hmm.
and the new boys, you know, which is going to take us, I guess, to your next.
Well, see, that weekend I left. We left that.
Well, I'm saying after
back.
You came back.
Again.
You didn't come back to win.
We came back together. When
twice.
You came. The first time it was when you first got here.
Right.
We left that Sunday.
Right.
And then we came back.
Because you're supposed to do
weeks later.
Because you're supposed to do shoot.
He was.
Right.
It was twice.
It was twice.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to come back the second time.
You did. You didn't want to come back. And I thought you wasn't going to come back based on the discussion that went on between Breon and Rob.
I wasn't coming back.
No, I wasn't coming. At the end of the day, I was not coming. All the reason why I came back.
So were you here when... What we're going to do, because we want to make sure we get everything in order, is we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And we're going to come right back after this here on Rockefeller's Radio.
Bitches is my sons, and I'ma go and get some pips for 'em. A couple formulas, little pretty lids on 'em. If I had a dick, I would pull it out and piss on 'em. Let me shake it off. I just signed a couple deals, I might break you off. And we ain't making up, I don't need a mediator. Just let them bums blow steam. Radiator.
That was an earthquake, bitch.
Stone is flawless. F1. I keep shooters up top in the F1. A lot of bad bitches begging me to F1. But I'ma eat them rat bitches when the chef come. Throw some fresh ones. More talent than my motherfucking left thumb. She ain't a Nicki fan, then the bitch deaf dumb. You ain't my son, you my motherfucking stepson.
I don't know what that way look like. Bitch, I can't even spell what I feel.
All these bitches is my sons, and I ain't talking about Phoenix. Bitch, I get money, so I do's what I pleases. I live where the motherfucking pools and the trees is. Broke bitches so crusty, disgust me. Gave the bitch a ride, got the continental dusty. Trust me, I keep a couple hundred in the dusty. Couple wet wipes, case a bum try to touch me. Ew. I'm the Terminator. Bitch talk slick, I'ma have to Terminator. These little nappy headed hoes need a Perminator. You my seed, I spray you with the Germinator. Move back, bugs. Matter of fact, you know the queen could use a back rub. If you could turn back time, share. You used to be here, now you're gone, near.
You nappy headed, son of bitches.
What's up, everybody? We're back here live, Rockefeller's Radio, BlogTalkRadio.com, joined by the boys at Coco Dorm and Mr. Romeo Dorm. Continue with T-Talk. I'm sorry, I got to say, we were listening to Nick Minaj shitting on him.
You know what I'm saying? Shit on him. And my co-host Christian said that honestly, what I said was, that's the Bob theme song. And Christian said, no, that song belongs to somebody in the dorm. It's their anthem.
I was coming through though, busting heads, real shit. I'm not even gonna lie. I was just
I wanted them to meet me
yes,
outside.
Yes, I had something to do with that. I really did.
I was just ready. I ain't gonna lie. Take it be. That was his dad. But I came
I was
back.
Hurt. I'm not even gonna lie. I was hurt. So everybody knows me. I'm very evil.
Mm-hmm.
When you cross that line with me, trust me, I'm not gonna get you right then and there. It's gonna be when you least expect it. I had plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E, plan F, plan G, plan H, plan J. When I just, and guess what? I had every alphabet, and guess what? All of them fell through. Am I right or wrong? Because this was plan C, and everybody was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
They was like, what are you doing here? I said, huh, bitch, that's my plan C. Next, plan D on the way.
So what I want to do, because I'm going to let you touch more base on it, we'll go to the lines. We've got a few calls that are calling in. Well, he's got himself announced as Men with No Curfew. And we're going to find out what he has to say. So you're live on Rockefeller's radio, caller. Are you there?
Hi, Rock. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Dante. Nice to meet you.
Hey, what's up, Dante?
I'm from London, so yeah, it's kind of...
Oh, hey, what's going on? Calling from the London. What's good? What's good?
London.
Cool. It's awesome. It's like it's one over here, so it's quite late and shit.
So based on what you're hearing so far, man, you got any input or... feedback or questions for these young men?
No, not really. I just wanted to say hey, to be honest.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It makes me feel special.
Hey.
I definitely appreciate that.
When are you coming over to London?
I don't. What time? I don't know. What time is it there?
It's 2 right now.
It's 2 right now.
I love the accent.
I love it too. It makes me so horny.
You always horny. You know, I don't know. Maybe I can try to set something up to come that way sometime next year.
Oh, we got the Hustle Ball Awards.
That's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the Hustle Ball?
Sorry?
Have you ever been to the Hustle Ball?
No, not yet.
You should go because we have to fly from here and then we have to land in Frankfurt.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Frankfurt, we go to Berlin, Germany.
Okay, that's where it is.
Sure.
Okay, that's what's up.
That's a 15-hour flight.
Well, make sure you hit me up on Twitter at Rockefeller.
Yeah.
And then also on Facebook, Rock Rockefeller, and then we can keep in touch that way, and I can let you know when I'm going to make it out that way.
Okay, sweet. Awesome.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
have a good day, cool. Mate.
All right.
Take care.
You
ciao.
Too. Love that accent. We're going to go right into the next caller. Somebody calling from, what's that, 702 is what, Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to find out who this is. Obviously one of your people, Kristen. What's up, caller? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Sound nice and preppy. What's your name?
My name is Crystal.
Crystal, and what brings you to calling in today, Crystal?
I'm calling in for Christian.
Are you calling to support Christian?
Yeah.
So, that bitch text you in it.
Excuse me?
He text you?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, just called in. So, Crystal, have you been listening to what's been going on?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so as a... You're a female, right? You're a real girl?
Yeah, real.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm Christian's aunt.
I just had a check. So based on some of the things that you've been listening in, that's been going on here at the Cocoa Dorm, I mean, what are your views on some of the stuff that you see that Christian has been surrounded by or dealing with?
Honestly, Christian is dealing with the same drama he would deal with in Las Vegas. So he's used to it. He can adapt to it.
Baby, let me tell you something.
But he can also defend himself, so I'm not worried about him.
I'm going to tell you something what I like about Christian, and this is the honest truth. Christian adapted to this area and to this space to his second day. When Christian has something to do, if Christian's out there playing around with the boys or anything else like that, I'm going to honestly say, Christian would stop doing what he would stop doing whatever he's doing with them, do his work, and then go back to them.
Yeah, he'll take care of his business.
Yeah.
That's one thing that he was taught, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying, growing up. So I'm glad he did take it there to him.
Yeah. he leaving with a fat check. That motherfucker ain't no joke.
He's got a few hairdos he needs to pay for, so it's okay.
Oh, but you got debt.
Right.
That's why you don't want no check.
Right.
You want to put some money. Crystal, he's leaving with a fat check. They fuck me. Get your money.
I'll pick him up from the airport. How about that?
How about that?
Crystal, April 10th, bitch.
I know. I've already checked it. I got it timed and everything.
We definitely appreciate you calling in, Chris. If you could just kind of, you know, stand by and listen, because it's about to get a little bit more deeper.
Yeah, I see that. I hear that. So, yeah, I'm going to be listening in. Christian, you better be good.
Lies. We're going to put
you It ain't going to happen. It just sounded good.
You're silly. We're going to bring you back on in a minute, okay, Crystal?
No, you ain't got to. I'm
you
okay.
Good? You good?
I'm perfectly good. I just wanted to give my support to my nephew. I love you, baby. I'll see you when you get back. All that good stuff, you know.
All right. Thank you.
Goodbye. You guys have a good one.
Bye-bye. So, Prince, go ahead and drop it like it's hot.
So we can finish up this topic. We got to go to the next one.
So what you mean?
Okay, point blank period. This is what this, because you acting like you don't know. Okay, this is the point blank period. This is what happened. When Prince left, this is Romeo Storm speaking. When Prince left, Prince knew something was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, honestly, in my opinion, I honestly was hurt by two situations that happened. I was hurt by a situation because of some of the fact that I did warn you. Mm-hmm. And, man, you had got a bond when you had first got here.
Mm-hmm.
So it was hurt me. It hurt me at first because what happened to him, first of all. Then, second of all, I got fucked over. And he knew over the phone it was like walking around eggshells. Am I lying? Because I didn't feel comfortable with him being here anymore. Am I lying?
Right.
Okay. So, to sum up our everything so we can go to the next topic. Romeo St. James left with Nyjah.
Mm-hmm.
But truth be told, since this is T-Talk, I'm going to give it to you like it is. Truth be told, 2 days before Romeo St. James got here, Nyjah, I was in their room. Nyjah came and asked me. He said, Romeo, I want to hear from the horse's mouth. I said, hear what? He said, I want to know, is it true that Romeo St. James is coming? I said, yeah, he's supposed to be coming this weekend. He said, oh, he said, I just wanted to make sure. He said, because we've been texting each other back and forth.
Oh, wow.
I said, what? Really? So all of a sudden, St. James calls my phone. When St. James calls my phone, I tell St. James, you know, Nyjah's been asking about you.
Mm-hmm.
St. James, I'm not knowing that this bitch is sitting beside him. St. James says, well, who is Nyjah?
Mm-hmm.
And stuff like that. He sends me a picture of the boy. And you said you don't know this boy. But when y'all get here, the tea come out that y'all had been knowing each other. Because y'all fucked last year.
Wow. Whoa. So this is why you all were together?
No.
Oh, they was broke.
This is when he was with Unique.
Okay, so Nyjah and Romeo St. James fucked.
They fucked already.
Supposedly. But you all weren't together.
They wasn't together. Okay. But Nyjah and Unique was together.
Oh, so he was cheating on Unique.
Exact part. Catch that team.
Wow.
But catch that team. So when Prince and Romeo got here, I told you it's a circle of life.
My world.
I told you.
Damn.
Hello, y'all
know all of it.
Wait, it's a circle of life. So when Romeo and Prince got here, they tried to act like they didn't even know each other.
Mm-hmm.
This bitch right here had already known the tea. Because the bitch smart. The bitch caught on to it. So Nyjah walking eggshells around him, truth be told. Walking eggshells around him. So, what's that little saying that you always say?
Take it B.
Take it B. He already knew something was finna pop off. So, when he left, he had already known in his head that St. James and his boys about to do something.
Okay.
So, they end up breaking it off. So, when they broke it off, St. James moved on to Nyjah. And that's the next topic.
Wow. So, as you got it here, Nyjah and St. James departing the dorm.
Uh-huh.
We all know what the rules are.
Yeah, early termination.
So, in addition to Nyjah getting the early termination because he was warned by the entire staff, and of course, the panel thought he was told because of the drama that he was starting, if you leave with Romeo St. James, you're getting the early termination fee, correct? Which is the pretty hefty. And on top of that, you're going to get an additional $100 fine.
Exactly.
For starting all that commotion.
But I will honestly say, Because you fought, honestly, because he forfeited all his money.
He did.
Because that was early termination.
He did.
But I don't know what this feeling that came over Lucas, and Lucas was feeling very generous as of today,
mm-hmm.
and said that he would send him his check.
Wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
That's the tea.
He's getting all that. He's getting all that?
No. Not if I got anything to do with it.
Oh, well, he wasn't doing, I mean, shit.
But, no, but actually,
He did. He was right there next to you. He was right next to you.
He was next to you, bro. I
saw the sheets. He was next to you.
He didn't say he wasn't going to do a shoot. He didn't say nothing. He did what he was supposed to do.
I mean, he didn't have a problem getting his dick hard.
He did.
That wasn't the problem.
But, now going on to the next topic about Naja and Unique, I'm going to honestly say about that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would have never. How to say this?
Got involved with it.
Exactly.
But you know what? You weren't, and if you were, correct me, but mm-hmm. you weren't the one that was pushing for them to come down.
No.
Somebody else was pushing for them to come down.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I'm
because
like,
honestly, truth be told, when I was on my way home from MLK, Naja was supposed to meet me in Orlando.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He didn't meet me
to
in
come
Orlando
back here.
Because he sent me a text. I'm just tea talking.
Mm-hmm.
I can say what it is. He sent me a text and said that he had to go to, that they called him in for work.
Okay.
Now at that time he was working. Mm-hmm. He was working for a corner office. Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But wait a minute, no baby, I bet I'm gonna spill it. Give me a minute. But truth be told, take it B. If you knew that you had to go out of town, if you knew you was going out of town, your ticket was already purchased, that means any job that you have, you're going to request your days off work.
Right.
So when he sent me that text, I knew it was bullshit.
Okay. So did he have a job?
He had a job.
Okay.
That's not the reason why. You said they called you in for work. No, boo. That's not.
He left because to go with.
No, boo. That's not.
I mean to come here from where you're.
I'm going to put it to you like this, and I'm going to put in a subliminal message. When you ride past a jail, the first thing you want to look at them and say, "You are locked up. We are free."
So in other words, he was
incarcerated.
Oh. Wow.
Well, I thought he was on. Q said he was on a run. So
did he say that too?
Yeah.
He so Q,
come on, Messi, go home.
So, wait a minute, he jumped on. He jumped on.
Yeah. That's what Q said.
Jump on in Jacksonville. That's
no, he jumped on in Dallas, because I got that picture.
Jacksonville.
So, in other words, so just so that with some of y'all that do not understand what that means, is that if you...
Diego looking like this.
I'm like, for
those of you... Hold on. For those of you that didn't understand, as long as he was on the run, he was on bond, is that when
that's
you...
I say that Christian and them said that. I just Rose
said,
when,
red.
When you
looking
are... When you're on bond, it's completely different from being on probation. When you're on bond, that means you are out of jail until your court date comes, and that you cannot leave the city limits for any reason whatsoever. So in other words, he came here.
Yeah, but let me give you a tea on that since this is tea talk.
Okay.
It was told to me
mm-hmm.
by Unique the reason why they came. First of all, let y'all viewers know something and y'all callers know something. Unique never wanted to do porn.
He
never wanted to do it. Unique had so much love for Naja
mm-hmm.
that he did any and everything that Naja wanted him to do.
Like
basically, like the song say, you're a fool in love. that's the tea. But when Naja fucked Unique up,
mm-hmm.
when he fucked Unique over, Unique spilled all the tea.
Everything. About Naja.
Everything. Because I found out the real tea of why they came
mm-hmm.
was because they was because Naja was in jail the day he first came with me when I came back home from Atlanta from MLK weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The person who they was living with got him the job at the corner's office. Wait a minute. So when he went to jail, that same person signed that bond paper
mm-hmm. for him.
That same person you lived with.
Mm-hmm.
You jumped bond or jumped bail.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even tell this person you was that y'all was leaving out of his house.
Wow.
So he just
and left. Y'all got on the bus and came here.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said, baby, I have no fear in my heart of man, nigga.
And the guy didn't even know that they were leaving.
He was at work.
The same guy is St. James' best friend. Him and St. James used to live together.
Yep.
That's how Naja knows
it's
St.
through him.
And take it beat. Wait. Take it beat.
I'm seeing the whole movie in my head.
Wait a minute. And wait a minute. Take it beat. When Naja found out that St. James know the person that he just fucked over, that's why he left Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Gary.
Wow.
And then 2 days before he left, him and St. James had this big tobacco in the club in Orlando. Big fallout. Naja actually ended up walking home for like 3 hours.
Who was this? Naja and
St. James.
Because he texted you me. But he was in contact with Unique during that time. And
he was in contact with
that's
Unique.
How he met him.
He was in contact with Unique every day.
Right, he did, because he kept texting him. He said, look, because he was showing his acts. He's like, look, he's texting me now.
Now, yeah. Honestly, I'm going to say that I wish I would have never got involved in that, because it was an incident that happened outside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that.
I felt bad for Unique, because the fact is, the reason why I felt bad for him, because Unique had tears in his eyes.
He was hurt.
And I was sitting on the car. I showed you the footage of me sitting on the car. When St. James brought Naja outside, Naja was talking so much smack. He was talking to Unique like he was the next.
He was dogging him.
That's
out.
When
that
Unique had tears in his eyes. That's when I got up off the car and said, you're not going to talk to this man who's been with you for 2 years and who's having you out on the run. You're not going to talk to this man like he the next man on the street.
Right.
You're not gonna wrestle up at him like that. Not in front of me. You're not going to do that. And he calmed his voice down, and he talked to Unique with respect. Now that, I wish I would never did, because at the end of the day, the situation that happened with Unique and all the bullshit that he said about me, I wish I would never got involved in his relationship problem. Because the fact is, I was there for you.
Yeah. Right.
You came to my desk when your man left your ass here, and you didn't even really want to be here. You came to my desk with crocodile tears in your motherfucking eyes, talking about something I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. That hurt the shit out of me, because I was there for you.
Right.
I said that you cry my motherfucking
You felt betrayed. Shoulder. You felt betrayed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You over here in the first 48 hours. You over here in the first 48. What crime is known. I found your ass because you sat in somebody's yard crying.
Hey, you going to follow me? I remember that.
You over there in somebody's yard crying. I found you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the payback that I get.
Right.
Yeah. I wish I would never got involved in your bullshit.
That is crazy.
And he came to me crying. I took him out to eat that day when Romeo.
That's you a goddamn fool.
I took him out to eat that day just to get his mind off the shit.
And then next thing you know, like, you telling us this and you telling us that. But then we come to find out that both of y'all back in the same city
That shit was crazy.
Like, honestly, and I'm going to say my opinion, and this is a fact. You's a damn fool.
They're back together now.
Yeah.
You don't remember when they called in? They called into the show yesterday.
You are a fool.
Oh, sorry.
But I'm going to honestly blame it on your age, because you're young, and I understand it for 2 years, because I don't got fucked over. I was with mine for 3 years. For 3 years, and I got fucked over. But the strong thing about it is that I know better now. That's the fact is, the boys was, not y'all, but him, St. James, Comanchio, they was with me when I called mine. They was with me when I called mine.
Wow. That's a lot.
Let me tell you something about me. I cried only for 4 hours. The next 4 hours, I had a drink in my hand, and I was back at work.
Yeah. And see, I can, real quick on that, and we talked about this yesterday. And I was trying to explain to Onyx when we were talking about, we had the law into the situation, we're not going to drag on, is that when you go through something like that, you be down and out and outside yourself for a good little minute. But then once it's done, I'm over it.
Now, I'm not going to lie. They knew I was hurt.
Right.
But I try to pull up this wall like I'm not hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew I was hurt.
Right. It still shows.
Because they saw me on my computer. And all they can see on my computer is me looking at his picture. Now, I'm not going to lie. Me and my ex, we still do talk. Because I'm going to be there for him. And we still do have some passionate sex. I'm not, baby, we fuck like it ain't never been fucked before.
Yeah,
not
so. Well, what we're going to do, I forgot I had this little nice little feature in my studio here on the Vault Radio account. We're going to try to call. Do you have the number?
Who,
you need. Yeah. We're gonna call them. Okay, we're gonna take a break. We'll come back. We're gonna try to call them because we can call them here from
okay,
the show.
Okay, I'm gonna let you know on the show. When they come on the phone, I have nothing to say.
Okay.
Well, we will tell them.
But if you do decide to jump in, feel free. We're gonna go ahead and take a break, and this song is just so fitting. So we're gonna go ahead and play it, and then when we come back, we'll go ahead and continue and kick it off with the forums, and then call Unique. We'll be right back. This is Eminem for Man.
I think I love you too. I'm here to save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world. I wanna grow together. Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be in Shady's world.
Oh boy, you got me crazy.
Bitch, you make
they
me
call
girl.
Me Superman. Deep tall hoes in a single bound. I'm single now. Got no ring on his finger now. I never let another chick bring me down in a relationship. Save it, bitch. Babysit. You make me sick. Superman ain't saving shit. Girl, you can jump on Shady's dick. Straight from the hip, cut to the chase. I tell a motherfucking slut to her face. Play no games, say no names. Ever since I broke over what's her face, I'm a different man. Kiss my ass, kiss my lips. Bitch, why ass? Kiss my dick, hit my cash. I'd rather have you whip my ass. Don't put out, I'll put you out. Won't get out, I'll push you out. Out, popping shit, putting piss on fire to put you out. Am I too nice? Buy you ice. Bitch, if you died, wouldn't buy you life. What you trying to be my new wife? What you, Mariah? Fly through twice. But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I can't be a Superman. Can't be a Superman.
About as far as your buddy goes, we'll be friends. I call you again. I chase you around every bar you attend. Never know what kind of car I'll be in. We'll see how much you'll be partying in. You don't want that, neither do I. I don't want to flip when I see you with guys. Too much pride between you and I. Not a jealous man, but females lie. But I guess that's just what us do. How could it ever be just us two? I never loved you enough to trust you. We just met and I just fucked you. But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I know you want me, baby. I think I want you, too.
I think I love you, baby.
I think I love you, too. I'm here to save you, girl. Come be your safe world. I want to grow together. Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you, too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you, girl. Come be your shady world.
Oh boy, you got me crazy.
Bitch, you make me Earl.
First thing you say,
I'm not fazed. I hang around big stars all day. I don't see what the big deal is anyway. You're just plain old Marshall to me.
Ooh yeah, girl, run that game.
Haley Jade, I love that name. Love that tattoo, what's that say? Rotten pieces, that's great.
First off, you don't know Marshall at all, so don't grow partial. That ammo for my arsenal, I slap you off that bar stool. There goes another lawsuit. Leave handprints all across you. Good loaded, loaded, you must be going off that water bottle. You want what you can't have. Ooh girl, that's too damn bad. Don't touch what you can't grab. End up with two back hands. Put anthrax on a 10-pack and slap you till you can't stand. Girl, you just blew your chance. Don't mean to ruin your plans. But I do know one thing, no. Bitches, they come, they go. Saturday through Sunday, Monday. Monday through Sunday, yo. Maybe I'll love you one day. Maybe we'll someday grow. Till then, just sit your drunk ass on that fucking runway, ho.
I know you want me, baby. I think I want you, too.
I think I love you, baby.
I think I love you, too. I'm here to save you, girl. Come be your safe world. I wanna grow together. Let's let our love unfurl. You know you want me, baby. You know I want you too. They call me Superman. I'm here to rescue you. I wanna save you.
And we are back here with Rumor Storm and the Boys of Coco. That kind of rhymes. Rumor Storm and the Boys of Coco Dawn.
Hey!
With T-Talk here on Rockefeller's Radio on blogtalkradio.com, the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. It is 9:24 p.m. here in Miami, Florida. And we're going to get back to the discussion. Now, I just want to...
Wait a minute. Ooh, we in Miami. I know they cold up north.
Oh, yeah. It's hot as fuck down here. Dang. I will say that. I want to let everybody know, we did try to reach out and call Unique and Nyjah. The call came through, and it was there for a second, then they hung up. So, if they want to call back, they can call back.
I ain't got nothing.
You got nothing to say to them? So, good to hear the T-Talk, Mr. Romeo Storm. You, everybody in Storm, we'll get to the forums eventually, but they want to know why Unique left the dorm, and he didn't leave.
Mm-hmm.
Break it down for them.
Okay, the reason why Unique departed from the dorm, and in all honesty, I did not want to do that because I even called Prince on the phone and was like, I really don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I had no other choice. Okay, now that day we all went to the nude beach. Okay? It was said, and it was stated, that Lucas was leaving at 3 o'clock because
right.
he had other stuff to attend to.
Right.
Rock, me and Rock, we was walking throughout the beach. Rock said, now, this is me and Rock. Me and Rock was walking on the sand. We walking down the beach. And we're not going to lie, we was looking.
Right.
I said, what time did you say Lucas was leaving? At this time, it was 2:50.
Right.
I said, oh, bitch, no, let's turn around.
We turn around.
We
turned around.
We see Christian and Unique and Adam walking this way.
Mm-hmm.
Rock says, hey, Lucas said he's leaving at 3 o'clock. Let's go ahead and head back.
Mm-hmm.
At this time, it was 2:52.
Right.
Everybody walks over there where Lucas and Sam were.
They're packing up.
We packing up. I'm a smart bitch. I left all their ass at the beach and was at the car.
Right.
Christian, on the other hand, was another smart bitch because she was right behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and Lucas got to the car. Now, I'm not going to say, you cannot see Adam because Adam is recording right now. So you can't see Adam. Hey, Adam, but you can't see Adam. But Adam, Unique, and Onyx were walking, to, in my opinion, they're walking slow. Now, it was told to them three times to walk up.
Yep.
Now, when I turned around and looked at what they was doing, they was walking. Now, Rock screamed out the window twice and said, hey, he said, come on.
I said, the first time I said, and I don't mean to cut you off, Romy, the first time he said, hey, Rock, can you do me a favor? Tell us guys to come on and hurry up so we can go. Now, at that time, we hadn't even pulled off the parking lot.
Sure
we were beginning to pull off. And those three individuals were still walking. And I said, here they come. He said, well, what the fuck? They need to hurry up.
They need to speed up.
So I got out the window again. And I said, y'all need to hurry up. And then we started to move. And then he said, look, I'm going to go up here. I'm going to take my time. But as soon as traffic clears, I'm pulling out. Tell them one more time they need to hurry up. I looked out the window. I said, hurry up.
All three of them was walking slow, smoking a cigarette.
Wait.
I'm telling you what I saw.
Right, this is what we saw.
This is what I saw.
Okay.
I saw all three of them walking slow, smoking a cigarette. Now, you did kind of speed up a little bit, but you didn't speed up fast enough.
Right.
Not only that.
But the other ones was doing this right here.
They sure were. Not a lot.
So, rest assured, they got left.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was told, Lucas said, between me, Rock, and Christian, he said, hey, one of you guys text them and tell, no, he said, one of you guys call them and let them know they have to catch the bus back. Then he said, you know what, if it wasn't such a nice and beautiful day outside, he said, I would turn around and go pick them back up. But since it's such a nice and beautiful day outside, they need to know their surroundings. They need to know how to catch the bus from here to there so when they leave out of the dorm, they can go back and forth and stuff like this without us being around them. So the bus was honestly just a straight shot from boop, boop.
Right.
They didn't do that. They called a cab. Onyx paid for the cab. Now, I'm not going to say that you was wrong because I understand. But you should have asked them. You should have asked them bitches for some of your money back. Them, because they rode in the cab. With now,
$30.
$35.
Yeah, $35.
$35.
Mind you, you're coming from Hollow Beach.
sunny out Florida.
You're in a different part. You're not even in Miami anymore. You know what I'm saying? And that was a, long, long hike. I mean, I commend you. You're a good guy, but.
But in all honesty, when we came back to the dorm, it was a lot of.
It was a lot of talk.
A lot of smack being talked. It was a lot of, like, a lot of stuff. I understand people. I understand you, Nick, was upset. And like I told him, I understand that you was upset. I do, because if I would have got left, I would have been upset too. Honestly, I would, because I would know I would got my phone. I would call Prince.
That's cute.
Hello.
That's why
I thought. And honestly, we thought we was in the car, and the first thing Christian said, they ain't gonna do but call Prince. That's the first thing they said. That was the first thing that was said. And honestly, I said, bitch, Prince ain't gonna pick them up.
I knew nobody to call.
So, in all honesty, when we got back, it was a lot of smack. It was a lot of smack being talked, and I'm not paying it no mind. But I was doing something for Lucas, and I came back out of the office, and I came in the kitchen to put some stuff up. When I came in the kitchen to put some stuff up, I hear Unique going off at the mouth. When I hear him going off at the mouth, I hear him saying something about the account number. Because he was
right in broadcasting the company.
He was saying it on the live cam.
On live cam. He's in front of the cam.
He was saying it on the live cam. So when he said that on live cam, I listened, I turned around, and I went to the office. And I'm not going to lie to anybody. I made a phone call, and I told Lucas right then and there, I'm going to put Unique out.
Now, at that time, now when you did that, because I was sitting actually in the kitchen table working on some stuff. When that call came through, because first he told me to check the cams. I'm like, what's going on?
You know what? My exact words were, I told him when I heard him say that, I went around there to the office, and I called him, and I said, you know what? I said, check cam one and cam two. And he said, wow, what's going on? I said, Unique is sitting up here telling the account numbers, and I'm going to put his ass out. That's what he said. Go right ahead. He said, you sure you're doing that? I said, I know what I heard.
Right.
He said, okay. He said, you in charge. He said, put him out. And that's when I said, okay. I asked Vince. I said, Vince, I need you for backup. Vince said, what's up? I said, I need your help putting Unique out. He said, what's going on? After I explained to Vince what was going on, Vince said, no problem. Come on, let's go. When me and Vince got right there,
right,
I heard Unique say that he was going
to. Now, you were in the computer room or the study room?
No, me and Vince had got right here.
Okay.
Y'all can't see what's going on, but we got right on alongside of this other computer.
The computer, okay.
And that's when Unique said that, and Romeo, I take him by his ponytail, and I just swing him from the room. When he said that, honestly, that's when I moved fast, because at that time, Vince was still around the corner. Vince looked at me, and Vince was like, bitch, you really? Because Vince knows me.
Right.
So that's when I stood in front of the door. I stood in the doorway, and I stood in that doorway for a good minute to two, looking at him. And that's when Prince met the ass, said, well, that's gonna Romeo right there.
Well,
I stood in the door, and I put my hand gradually on that door, just like this. And I did my ponytail, just like this. And when Prince said, "Devo Romeo," he gladly turned around and looked at me, and that tone got short. And I told him right in there, Unique, you got to go. I said, because you're calling out the account number, you got to go. That's when he looked, and that's when he started talking, and he said he wasn't going anywhere. That's when Vince came
around. He said he wasn't going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
He said, I'm not going anywhere. That's when Vince came around the corner and said, yeah, buddy, you're finna go. You can either leave on your own. I can call Miami-Dade County, and you can leave that way. He said, call the cops.
Yeah.
Vince said, okay. As Vince proceeds to go to the phone, that's when I started going off on Unique. And that's when I was telling Unique, no, you was dead-ass wrong for that. I know that you pissed off. I understand your frustration. But for what you did, you got to go. Ain't no apologies going to be accepted. You got to go. Because every dorm boy that comes in, you sign a non-disclosure form. That non-disclosure form is saying, and it's stating, that you are not going to tell, in other words, you're not going to tell anything that's going on here. Meaning, you're not going to say account number. You're not going to say our location. You're not going to say how our operation is set up. The reason being is because we like to keep ourselves to us. Our account number. When you look into the camera and you say the whole goddamn account number to everybody, what he didn't realize is if anything was to happen to that account,
Right. You're he can be held responsible. Yeah.
And you're going to get sued.
Right.
Don't nothing have to happen to that account right then and there.
Later on
that line. Because you said that account number, you're liable for it.
Right. There's no statute of limitations.
Because all thing we have to say is, you said that account number.
Mm-hmm.
And it's proof in the pudding because it's on camera that you said this. And then members got on the forums and said that you was wrong for saying that account number.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to release. You got to go. And like I told Prince, I asked Prince, I said, drop him off wherever he got to go. And I called Prince and I told Prince, I said, I really don't want to do this because I know he's upset. So like, I understand his frustration, but I said, I really do not want to put him out.
So where did you take him?
South Beach.
Did he know somebody down there or something?
Mm-hmm.
So during you all was riding the car, I'm pretty sure he had something to say, or was it just a quiet ride?
Well, he was outside for like an hour after that because I only took a nap and I got back up and went outside. He was ready. He had some electric on. I just took him. And I was just like, well, just let me know and keep me updated on what's going on. And that was pretty much it. I think Adam, you rode with me, didn't you, Adam?
Yeah, he didn't have much to say.
And see, then
we had already talked like before I came back.
And then
has he contacted you?
He know not to. And then in all honesty, because I honestly felt bad for him. Because of that situation and then this other situation that's happened because the fact is I know deep down inside that he did not want to do this. He only came because of his boyfriend.
So if he had not came with Nigel, none of the stuff that he got involved with would have happened.
It would have never happened.
Right.
So I was feeling bad. But you find out at the end of the day, everything that he initially said about me, which was a complete lie. Because
he texted you. The night we went to Swig and Richard.
Because I went off on him. And okay. I sent that text message to Prince and showed Prince.
Right.
Because like I told him in that text message, had I would have known what you said about me was a complete disrespectful lie.
Right.
Had I would have known that,
mm-hmm.
I would have never felt bad and I would have never did what I did for you.
Right.
Because he said something and different members take shit and when they take it, they run with it.
So,
not knowing the fact.
With you saying that, and I want to let everybody know that if we don't get through everything today, trust me, Romeo Stone will be back with more teeth because this shit here does not have an ending. Because as this shit ends, there's more shit being stacked on top of it, okay? Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure you all continue tuning in. We'll keep you all posted, something like that. So there will be a part two to this if we don't get through it. But because what he just said goes into the next topic that he's going to talk about on T-Talk is that people read into things and they don't know what the fuck they're talking. I'm saying it harsh like that because I was a little frustrated because of what was posted.
No, and with all honesty,
mm-hmm.
when me, you, and Christian went out that night,
right?
When me, you, and Christian went out that night, you said that. Well, certain members who has been following Coco Dawn
mm-hmm.
for years and years. They know the truth.
Right.
In the forum, it was certain members in the forums who said, well, we knew that was a lie because, Romeo, you wasn't even part of the dorm when all of that started.
Right, but the stuff that he said,
I thought in my head, I was like, first thing I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, bitch, Rock just said this shit last night.
Mm-hmm.
So I was already feeling good because the fact was that members knew the lie that he said,
right.
They knew that wasn't true.
Right. He didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
And like I texted him that night and I told him, do your research and know your facts.
And not only that, it still goes back to you're violating the non-disclosure agreement that you signed.
Exactly.
Why are you putting out false statements? Even though it's false, you're saying things that are not factual, but it still has to do with the company.
Exactly. And then for him to say, when I texted him and told him that, he texted me back and said that he was just feeling some type of way because we was all against him. And
true.
He said he apologized. And like I told everybody, and I don't accept your apology because the fact is, you said a very malicious lie about me.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to take that and run with it. I don't know where I'm going to be at or who I'm going to be around. And somebody that was listening to you that day,
it's going to say something.
They're going to come up.
They're going to throw it in your face.
I might be in a different city, appearing at a club or dancing somewhere, and somebody come up to me and say,
"Hey,
you're the one that started such and such."
Right.
Because I promise you, when they do that, I'm gonna flip the fuck out.
Right.
I'm not gonna, no sugarcoat. I'm gonna flip the fuck out. So when he said he apologized for it, no, and I'm gonna say it, and I know he's listening. I do not accept your apology. You have nothing else to say to me. May you have blessings. May you live a very prosperous life. Lose my goddamn number, because guarantee you, and rest assured, I have lost yours. I don't care what you do in life, who you become in life, but when you said that malicious lie about me, stay the fuck away from me. Because honestly, every time I see you, you're going to look like death to me. Because that's exactly what I'm going to go for. I'm going to try to fight you every fucking time I see you. And I'm not the violent type person. But every time I see you, I'm going to want to take you by your neck and choke the shit out of you.
Just so he knows, Unique has become part of Romeo Storm's Axis of Evil. Who was that? George Bush was the first one who said it. You're part of my Axis of Evil. So, I mean, in all actuality, and again, it's on the forums. It's so much shit that's going on the forums, and we're going to have to, I mean, we got like 20 minutes or whatever to talk about a little bit about it. But one of the major things that came up was that issue that Roman Storm just described, you know, is that particular thing that was brought up, that I don't need to bring it up again because it's shit that drowns it out. But like you said, he should not have said what he said and then blamed Romeo Storm, because there was so much fallback from that.
That was in like 2005.
It was before I came along back before Rockefeller and Flavor Works.
I joined Flavor Works Thanksgiving weekend of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that happened
Many years. So obviously, Unique didn't know what the fuck he was talking about.
Like I sent him a text message: do your research, know your facts before you spread a malicious lie like that. Like I said before, and I'm gonna say it again: I do not accept your apology. You have nothing to say to me. If we ever do cross paths, and if you see me, trust me, please go the other way. Because I'm not going to forget your face, and after a malicious lie like that, I'm not going to forget what you said. Trust and believe, please go the other way, because whatever I have in my hand, it's going to get thrown to you. And I'm just issuing a disclaimer. Now we can go to the next topic.
What I want to do, because now you tell me now, I see you got a lot of stuff on here that we have left to do, like maybe five or six things.
You can go ahead and please tell me I'm threatening you. Baby, I have money to bond out. I have my own personal lawyer. My cousin, our bail's bondsman. Trust and believe, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, call your police right now. Yeah. Let them know that if you see me out in the street, I'm gonna kick your ass. No, and get the facts straight. I didn't say I'm gonna kick your ass. I'm gonna whoop your ass. It's completely different.
I know, whoop your ass. So.
Honestly. And I'm going to say this on the air. And I'm going to say this live. Naja, I did have a disrespect for you because you did it to Unique. But then after I sit back and think about it, after he spread that malicious lie about me, go for what you know, Joe.
Guess he had it coming to him.
You had it coming.
Had it coming to you. So, still staying on the forums, there was a lot of other things that was being said. And not just about me, but about you as well, with different things that's been going on in the dorm. Uh-huh. Somebody. Now, a deep post was posted yesterday. One was posted about Romeo Storm, because I read it, and then I came to you and asked you, did you see with the post that, now, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to say his name again, because obviously he guessed, or I guess he assumes that I maybe you all should be getting paid for being on my, because what he said was, you all should be getting paid for being on my show. Just so you all know that blogtalkradio.com, I pay to do the show.
Yeah.
I'm paying to do this. I don't pay people. I'm not being paid to do this.
You're not even getting paid.
I'm not getting paid to do this.
But with all honesty said, any dorm boy that does your radio show, including myself, if we choose to do your radio show, you could easily say, I don't want to do it. And
right.
You can stay in the room.
And go in the room. You don't have to be part of it.
You don't have to be part of it.
There's been boys that were standing up here just now, and they walked off. And it's not like, hey, you got to be here. Say, hey, if you want to be on a show, you can be
exactly.
on it. So the comments that Mr. T was making.
I don't want to say anything about him, because me and him have came to an agreement where we keep ourselves doomed.
Well, you know what?
I can't say anything about that because me and him. Because me and Mr. T, we have came to an agreement where we keep ourselves.
Well, you know what? That's fine and all dandy because you all have got that agreement, but we have not gotten that agreement. You know what I'm saying? And there has not been an understanding. I don't do that wish-wash bipolar type attitude where you sit up and you dog me out and lie about me and make up these you completely just discriminate me and talk about me and say I'm this bad person, but at the end, oh, at least he's such and such. You could keep that shit at the end. I don't need that. Don't put that extra part because that's not even a topping on the cake. You burnt the motherfucking cake. You can't put ice on it and make it taste better. It doesn't work that way. You burnt. There's no good. So I just felt completely – I'm going to tell y'all, I have never in about the past 5 or 6 years been so disrespected by anyone from when I read those forms yesterday. And all the shit that he said, I had to skim through it. And I'm not going to spend too much time on it. I'm not upset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised, a little aggravated because of the fact you're supposed to be a grown-ass man. You're supposed to be in a relationship. How do you have the time? And he got mad because I mentioned his name. And he's not being paid for it. The fuck are you? First of all, how do you have the time to sit and talk about another person that you don't know? Real quick. And I'm not, and that's so much shit. I'm going to have to print this form out and just kind of highlight shit that's in it. I'm going to let you all know. One of the key things that kind of got to me, this is what he said. Rock set up and discussed everything with you boys, and I didn't talk about nothing about myself. First of all, this is my radio show. If I have guests, I'm going to put the attention on you guys. Onyx, Christian, Envy, Adam, Romeo Storm, your guests. Why would I make a radio show and talk about myself? I'm going to get a book. Read the fucking book. That'll be about me. That's why it's called a fucking autobiography. It's about me.
Mm-hmm.
Then that way you have the facts straight. But one of the key things I'm going to throw out there, what he said was, how come he never talked about his failed relationship with London D? Let me explain something to you.
And honestly, on that note, I think, in my opinion, I think that crossed the line. Mm-hmm. Because the reason why I say it crossed the line, because I know personally of the relationship of you and London D. So certain stuff you just do not touch on.
Right.
That's just like if your mother passed, or if you had a bad childhood, you don't want anybody to touch that subject.
Right.
Because if you touch that subject, it triggers
a nerve
in that person.
Right.
And when
exactly.
you trigger a nerve in that person about something in their past that they're really hurt by,
right?
You can find a lot of confrontation.
Because that's what happened. It triggered. Because it was so funny. I saw the other shit and I read through it, but my eyes went right back up to that one part because it was at the beginning of the fucking post. And I'm like, my failed relate. I said, you know what? You don't know me. Because if truth be told, what Prince say?
Take it be.
There are other radio shows that are out there and blogs, postings that have done interviews with me. They said, Rock, can we do an interview with you? And I said, yeah, I've done several. And they asked me about my relationship with London D and what happened. And I've said it so many fucking times, Romeo, to the point where I'm tired of talking about it. And I talked about it on my radio show once. And it's like, how come I never discussed my failed relationship? Motherfucker.
It's certain topics that you don't want to talk
about. Nigga, I'm tired of talking about it. It's not a topic.
It's certain stuff. Like, honestly, I'm an open book.
Mm-hmm.
You ask me about my past relationship and stuff like that, I don't mind explaining to you.
But he didn't ask you.
He's
coming at you on a level of attacking you.
No, but see, honestly, because it was an incident that happened. When me and Mr. T were was going back and forth and stuff like that, and he said something about, well, Romeo, you bring your boyfriend on here. No, boo boo. let's get this correct right now. My man, my boyfriend, the person who I was with at the time, they know what I do. They know where I'm at. They respect where I'm at. When I do anything with anybody, if any one of y'all paying attention to what I do, before I go do anything with anybody, you always see me on my motherfucking phone.
Right.
That's because, for one, I'm texting him, telling him, babe, I'm sending you a lay down. Or he's like, well, who? Go on the site and look at such and such. I'm very upfront and honest.
Right.
But to answer what you were saying was, certain topic
mm-hmm.
that will hurt somebody,
yeah.
you don't ask them about
it. Right, you don't
you
do
keep it. You keep it at another level.
Because some will be respectful. Like when I've done
exactly.
They'll be like, Rock, and you tell me, before we do the interview, I want to ask you, are you comfortable talking about you and London? I say, yeah, that's fine, no problem. But when they come at you like that, I'm going to tell y'all, when I told some of my models contacted me because they saw my Tumblr post, they said, Rock, what's wrong? What's going on? I mean, they were concerned. They said, well, how can I sign up to the register to get on the forum? Because I'll say what the fuck I want to say because they need to leave you the fuck alone. I said, y'all, I'm good. It's okay. I've been degraded before, but that's part of being an adult film entertainer.
Exactly.
I'm a special, unique individual.
Exactly.
I've been hurt like a motherfucker, but you know what? Look where I am. Look who I am.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? My words speak for myself. I mean, I am who I'm. Rock is not the point. So Rock is a person. That's who I am.
Exactly.
I am a person. You know what I'm saying? And all that shit that he was saying to me, it's like, I don't want to talk to you in a forum. I don't want to really talk to you on here. I want to see you face to face.
But I didn't read the part. I don't think he said nothing. I don't think he. What did he say about me? Cause, man,
yours was in the other one before that. He did post. He did say something about you.
He
did. What I want to do, don't say nothing. Yeah, you got to read it. We're going to take a quick break. No, I'm going to tell you. We're going to take a quick, like a 3-minute
break.
And we're going to come back. That'll give you a chance to read it. Then we'll be right back. And we also got to check the tape. And then we'll finish up here on blogtalkradio.com.
Huh?
Do you like drugs? What about that name? Maybe just point it, see, which means like summer.
Now we holler conversating, baby, we don't talk. It was fun at first, you can't say I'm wrong. Now you wanna talk about it, too late, I'm gone. You mad at me cause I don't wanna play your game. I ain't perfect, but I'ma do my thing. We gotta meet in the middle, huh? You here, I'm there. Tell me what's the sense of me trying if you don't care. This relationship is headed to who knows where. That means one of us got to choose. Because you hurt me, and I hurt you. And you complain about the things that I don't do. And I don't want to take the blame, neither do you. Because we got too much to lose. We got to meet in the middle. Meet in the middle. We got to meet in the middle. We got to compromise. Something we can't enjoy. I'm sick of you trying to play with me like I'm your toy. You try to run the game I saw. We got a lot of issues, you got yours. We gotta meet in the middle. You can't talk that shit. You can't travel to the future if you walk backwards. Once you walk out the door, you can't walk back in. We gotta find a way to stop and think about our kids. Cause they in the middle. You wanna sing that song. You won't need a cop or plea and say, okay, I'm wrong. Things are getting heavy, but I still stay strong. I try to talk it over with you when I could have been gone. Because you hurt me, and I hurt you. And you complain about the things that I don't do. And I don't wanna take the blame, neither do you. Because we got too much to lose. We gotta meet in the middle. Meet in the middle. We gotta meet in the middle. We gotta compromise.
And now my shoulder's cold, like a block of ice. You playing games like you rolling dice. Hey, what you know about a sacrifice?
Baby, I've been in the middle.
I've been giving you more than a little. Half the ball, then you double dribble. You never listen, I don't ever get my point across. I wash your dirty drawers, you out with dirty bras. You did me dirty, dog, this you the dirty dog. It's the curtain claw, and I ain't mad at all. I gave you more than you deserve, I was worth it all. Bottom line, hope you find what you're searching for.
You hurt me, I hurt you. And I complain about the things that you don't do. And I don't want to take the blame, neither do you. We got to meet in the
middle. Meet in the middle. We gotta meet in the middle.
What's up, everybody? We're back here, and I want to say thank you to everybody, including the boys from Cocoa Dome and the one and only Romeo Storm, for joining us here today on Rockefeller's Radio and bringing Tea Talk to Rockefeller's Radio. We will be having a part two to this, and we're going to let you know when that is going to happen, all right? So if you got any questions or comments, you already know. Some of you are very good at it. You can go to the CocoaDome.com and post a forum on some stuff that you like to hear, or if you'd like to perhaps post a comment or response on what you have heard. Maybe I was being messy. Perhaps I was behaving like a queen. If you feel that way, post it. And I'll be sure to comment on it the next time I do a show and come at you the way that I've always come at you. And that's like a real nigga. But we've enjoyed all of you all that have called in and joined us in the chat room. I really appreciate the continued love and respect from my true fans that have been there from the beginning. We're going to go ahead and close it out like this. We'll be back next time. You can't see me, but I'm giving you the deuces.
Deuce.
Yeah, yeah. This that L shit right here. Yeah, yeah. yo. Sweat like rain, but hot as fire. Patterns on your brain, I'm your one desire. Let me take it off, I will take you higher. Everywhere you see me, I'm a poster flyer. Who am I? Infinite with no limits. Step your game up, nigga, try to keep up with it. Get your mind right before you try to hit it. Never burning out, I'm a master stand with it. People gonna talk cause they know they want me. The way I'm stacking bread, yo, I keep them thirsty. Have them on their bed begging me for mercy. After we get done, send them straight to the nurse. Just being real, try to have fun, baby boy, no deal. The power of a God, that's what you gonna feel. Forever Rockefeller, then that's for real. Hey. R-O-B-K.